Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's a good thing for us. Jennifer Horn is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug Steffen is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Sounds like the good old days. Remember the good old days, Jennifer, when there were fewer killings, when there were fewer political fights, when we all got along, we all sang Kumbaya. You want to sing now? Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Where are you on that?
I'm listening. I'm a listener.
Right. Yeah. Okay, she's a listener.
I'm a listener.
I'm a listener. All right, so let's see what's going on here that makes sense in the good news department. Here's the story of a couple of long-lost brothers that are being reunited after 77 years. They were 10,000 miles apart, separated as children back at the end of World War II. Ted Nobbs is 83 and his brother Jeff is 79. They've spent seven decades 10,000 miles apart. Family was divided after the war. Ted, along with his other siblings, Barry and John, separated from the youngest brother after their mother died of cancer at the age of 30. The father wasn't able to cope with caring for Jeff, who was only one at the time. He offered him up for adoption. Wow. And so Jeff moved from America to Australia in 1951. He was seven. Lived there ever since. Ted, Barry, and John tried several times over the years to find their brother. Didn't have any success, obviously. One of the brothers did searches. Sent a note in 1994 and another note in 2004. They went through all. There's an organization called Supporting Adults Affected by Adoption. No luck there. And then Barry tried it. So they went around and around and around. But their luck changed in 2014. John, the oldest brother, passed away. Jeff tracked down Barry and sent him a letter. A letter from Jeff landed on Barry's doorstep out of the blue. They were all reunited on a phone call. Wow. Can you imagine that? Think about it. You don't have brothers and sisters, but...
I don't, that I know of. What if I got a weird phone call?
Yeah. You ever wonder whether your father or your mother had somebody else and they want you to know about it? I say that not trying to be facetious. I know personally that that's happened. It does happen.
It does.
Yeah, right.
How weird, though. I mean, how do you feel? Do you revert to, like, childhood as a kid? Do you feel devastated by your parents lying to you? Or do you, I mean,
you don't even know
because
he was one. Maybe the other brothers were old enough to remember that they had a brother, another brother. But it's really, it's almost spooky in a way. Yeah. Well, the good thing is they were everybody found each other and they came back together and whoop-de-doo. All right, so that's the good news. Let's get into the dead zone because there's plenty of that today. Wow. The abduction. This story from Memphis is something pretty eerie. Her name is Eliza Fletcher. Memphis Police Department located what they described as the deceased party. Authorities say they found this body where Miss Fletcher was abducted, as a matter of fact. She was jogging. Memphis police said officers located this body. The identity of the body and the cause of death haven't been confirmed. But you look at this situation, there was a lot of police presence after she was abducted. So the man charged with kidnapping her has spent 20 years in jail for doing the same thing. So why wouldn't there be, it was a sexual abduction? He went away for kidnapping. Now, there are in Neighborhood Watch, and I guess they have a list, right, of people who are sexual predators.
Mm-hmm.
And they, but this guy was, I don't know, I'm kind of trying to figure out what happened, why he wouldn't be on some watch list. But usually when people do something like this, they don't rehab. Right? Isn't there something in your...
I think predators, I think, yeah. I mean, it's been proven time and time again. You can rehabilitate a murderer, but not someone who's a sexual predator, typically. The recidivism rate is really, really high.
Yeah. Suspect in the stabbing massacre that left 10 people dead up in Canada, 18 injured, has been found. The police up in Saskatchewan found this guy. He apparently killed himself, right? Damian Sanderson, he's gone, but the you look at all these people that he affected, and again, one of the things, you look at all of these heinous crimes, and you wonder what it is that motivates people to do this stuff.
But well, just, and also, I think, you know, for people who are quick to always go, well, this is gun violence in action, here's a place, here's an instance where in Canada they don't have guns, right? They've cracked down on people having guns, and now you've got a guy going out and killing and stabbing people, people who want to create harm and fear and bad situations for people are going to do that, whether it's with a knife, a car, a rock, a gun, whatever it is, that's what they do. And I guess his brother is still on the run. The one guy that you talked about, it was the one that they found that's dead. His injuries, they say, are not self-inflicted, so somehow he ended up dead, but that the brother is a suspect and is probably injured and on the run.
Oh, yeah. Here's a woman in Missouri charged with her husband's murder. She claimed an intruder broke in and shot him, but she didn't. She did, and there was no intruder. Melanie Biggins has been charged in the shooting of her husband, who was shot in his bed. Oof. So, once again, motivation. You look at the police report. Let's see here. She says she heard the gunshot when she and the victim were sleeping in their bed. So why didn't he shoot her? I shouldn't chuckle about this, but it's not a good story, right? She says she performed CPR. She didn't do anything. She was happy, apparently, that he was gonzo. So she takes a .38 special out of the closet that she's hidden there. She was having an affair, apparently, for the last year and a half. And
it would make you wonder why divorce wasn't just an option.
Yeah. Yeah. Just divorce the guy. Hello. See you later. Unga bunga. 14 past the hour. It's Tuesday, September 6th, day after Labor Day. You've had a good long weekend, have you? Today is primary day in a number of states. We ought to talk about that a little bit as we continue on here. It's important to maintain your home's heating and cooling system year-round. Mariah Haberman is here to help you prolong and understand how your HVAC's lifespan works.
Builder and home improvement expert Anthony Carino shares how you can keep your HVAC in optimal working order.
Like a car, your HVAC system needs to be tuned up to assure it keeps running as needed. Keep the area surrounding the outside unit clean and debris-free. And be sure to change your air filters regularly, about every 30 to 90 days.
Make sure there are no gaps around windows and doors. Your system will operate much more efficiently as a result.
Be sure to set your thermostat correctly and have your HVAC system serviced regularly by a professional, once in the spring and once in the fall. During routine maintenance and tune-ups, an HVAC technician, like a trained comfort specialist, will inspect and clean your system. They can catch small problems before they become larger, costly ones, and replace or repair any parts before the next season.
Visit train.com/residential to learn more. In the know, I'm Mariah Haberman. Builder and home.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
All right, 17 at the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. It is September the 6th. I think I told you that. I don't want to be redundant here. Jennifer Horn is on the air with me as we look around at some of these jarring stories. Here's a loose rock. And I suppose maybe this could be a Darwin Award. Yet another person trying to get a picture. She falls 900 feet and obviously is dead.
Selfies crawling. Are not worth it. They are not worth it.
Yeah. Crawling up some of the peaks in Colorado over the weekend. And another group apparently found her. There was a rescue group that went out looking for her, and that was the end of that. But how is it that people are that silly? That
where they literally are willing to die for that social media picture.
Right.
It's just crazy.
It is crazy.
You don't have to worry about that here, sir.
Nope. I know you're okay.
I don't need that. I don't need that selfie.
Who needs that picture? So the primary in Massachusetts today, there are a lot of people. This is, I'm getting off on my toot about people already voting, because I don't believe in early voting. I don't believe in mail-in elections. I don't believe in anything except going to the polls, proving that you are who you are, and thus voting.
Well, that's
I'm a racist? Yeah, I know.
No, that's very racist. I didn't say you are.
Right.
I said that's
no,
very
I know,
racist.
But that's, right. Yeah, it's so, this is ridiculous. I'm so tired of people using that as an escape from reality. You're a racist.
They use it to try to shut you up. You're a racist, a sexist, you name it. They try to give you an ist so that, you just stop talking.
Right. So, anyway, these people that have gone out and voted already, the thing that I object to, there are a couple of ways that you cheat. I've said that I don't believe. I think in California, where you are, Jennifer, same thing. You can go in. Yeah, I know, because I voted a couple of times in California. You don't have to have an ID. You just walk in and say, I'm this guy, and I live here. And
they've now made it so that you can vote a month before the actual election day.
So how do you know what the issues are? There are issues that come up in the last month. How do you know you're not going to change your mind?
Right, and there's a couple of problems with that, right? The news cycle moves extremely quickly, so if something comes out, you've already cast your vote, and too bad for you if you want to change your mind. So that's number one. Number two, if you've, right now in California, we have the motor voter program, which means that anybody at the DMV can go in and register to vote. Now, we give illegal immigrants driver's licenses at the DMV. So it's already been shown that there are, I think, like 40,000 illegal immigrants on the voting rolls that aren't supposed to be there, that we know of, right, that they're willing to cop to. So if everybody gets these ballots, if they don't clean up the voter rolls, you've got hundreds and thousands of ballots floating around that don't belong to anybody. So what's the problem with the mail-in system where if you want a mail-in ballot, you request one? That's it. You can still vote by mail. You just have to actually ask for it instead of just having it mailed to you to prevent fraud. But it doesn't seem like they want to do that. I would be more apt, and I was always dead set against this, to give people the day off or move election day to
move
Saturday
it to the weekend
than now, because people have made such a crazy deal about how they can't get to the polls on election day. That sounds like a you
nonsense
problem, not a us problem.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so in a voting, you can't drop off a ballot at the polling place. Either you have to mail it. Here's a rule and a half. Okay, 21 after food for that. Yeah, right.
Pro Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The only wholesome bread that you're ever going to hear me talking about is made from wheat that has been ground into flour by a stone-type mill within just a few hours of its conversion to bread. You have to get such flour from a supplier who grinds wheat daily, or you get a small mill and you grind your own wheat.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 at the hour now on the great Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of things are happening here, including a focus now on some of the trending stories in social media. One of them has to do with singer Luke Combs, who has a problem. I'm going to tell you how he's going to deal with it. If you have tickets, you'll find out what the resolve is after this. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the Doug3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code Doug3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
I'm on number away from calling you. I said I was through.
Luke Combs in the news, one of your favorites, Jennifer.
Like him.
Showing some extra love to his fans. Before he started his show up in Maine last Saturday, he shared a special message with people who were there for the concert, telling them, I have to go. I have refunded all of your tickets. I realized that I was not going to be able to sing as well as I normally do. So you can imagine as the fans were out there yelling and screaming, yay! He said, just barely, my voice isn't what I think it ought to be to play. So we're going to put on the best free show we can. He'll stay as long as he... That's basically where he started. He stayed through the night He ended by giving fans everything he did, but he didn't have much. So $140.
Oh, that's sweet, though. And then he refunded everybody. That's cool.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. So,
you know, he wasn't the only one. The Weeknd, I think, canceled his show halfway through.
I heard that.
Yeah, right.
And said that his voice was not up to par. So who knows? Maybe you know, there's so much going around that is not COVID now.
Yeah, right.
Starting to get back into, like, just people being
the usual stuff. Right. I've had my voice. You haven't been with me every day, but Jay and I have. Jay's had the problem as well. It's one of the reasons that she took the weekend off, because the allergies that are in the air, the allergies that are all around us. And frankly, that's a promotional announcement, or kind of a promotional hook for the new sponsor that'll help you clear out your ear, because there is so much stuff, the mold and that sort of thing that ends up in your home. It's just, I have phlegm all the time. Now, I used to get it in the spring, and now I get it in the spring and the fall. Yeah. So get a Thunderstorm, folks, the new air purifier. You can get it at EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code Doug3. How's that for a quickie? Then when you're outside, sometimes I know on the farm, it's been so dry. Now it's been raining here for 2 days, and that'll
So what we're saying is that if Luke Combs and The Weeknd had the air purifier, that maybe people would have enjoyed the show this week.
All right. That's what we're saying. 28 past the hour.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website toploss.com.
What Calitrin really does, in addition to the rebuilding the lean muscle tissue, is it helps repair your digestive tract. So it does help everything stay moving and stay, you know, healthy. So it's great for even if you have acid reflux. You know, we have some people who take it for that because it helps repair that lining. It's great for tissue repair and then, again, muscle repair too. So a lot of people take it for arthritis, joint pain. And then, of course, you for the weight loss, too. Now, everybody's super busy. We've got, it's the buy three, get three free. It is on our capsules, liquid, and new powder, flavorless powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com. And in addition to that, that special right there also has the free shipping. Now, if you want free shipping on everything, you can use the code Doug. That's going to get you free shipping on all orders. That's at toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home last month. Authorities say they have found a body near where Eliza Fletcher was abducted while jogging in Memphis, Tennessee last week. The Memphis Police Department said officers located a deceased party just after 5 p.m. local time on Monday. We all wait for the coroner's findings. One of the two suspects in the stabbing attacks in Saskatchewan, Canada that killed 10 people Sunday has been found dead. The body of 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found Monday. The hunt for his brother Miles continues. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
In Saskatchewan are shocking and heartbreaking. My thoughts and the thoughts of all Canadians are with those who've lost loved ones and with those who are injured.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Tim Berg.
Don't expect relief from the scorching heat anytime soon out west. The National Weather Service has extended an extensive heat warning until Friday evening, as a heat dome over much of California continues to deliver oppressive hot temperatures. Nevada, Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico will join in on the heat. With the American people giving the president poor grades and his approval ratings that started plummeting when he failed in the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal, President Biden continues to shift the headlines to his hate of President Trump and his followers. The Russian Ministry of Defense is in the process of buying millions of rockets and artillery shells from North Korea in its ongoing fight in Ukraine. Government officials said Monday that the fact that Russia is turning to the state of North Korea demonstrates that the Russian military continues to suffer from severe supply shortages in Ukraine, due in part to export controls and sanctions. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
Canadian teacher found a fossil that's older than me.
Better by move. a couple hundred million years. 300 million years.
This could rewrite the fossil record book. The Canadian school teacher's name is Lisa Cormier, and what she found could be 300 million years old.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, a little dance here? How about we have a little dance, a chance for a dance? I've always liked dancing, watching other people dance. I've never been a dancer. I don't think you and I ever were at anything we could have danced together. Have we been? Jennifer.
But only your daughter's wedding. Hello.
Ah, that's right, too. Yes.
Hello.
I don't think, did I dance at the wedding? I don't remember.
I just remember I was sicker than a dog. Do you remember? That was in the days when you just, like, tough things out before COVID made shamed you into staying home. And I had a fever, actually, at your daughter's wedding, which is probably not very nice because it was a mass super spreading event. But we didn't know at that point. So I don't think we danced. I think I stood next to you, though, because you were very sad. And you were not sad, but you were happy sad.
My daughter, she's getting married. I remember when
I gave you a cow. Remember to hold on to as like a sport cow?
Yeah, it was a sport cow. Matthew, who married Megan, called me and asked me if it was okay that he married Megan.
And after Doug screamed, no!
She's my daughter. I don't want her to marry anybody. What's the big idea?
You haven't even gotten me a goat yet, pal. What's going on?
Right. Where's the dowry? Send it over, and then we'll talk about it. All right. So anyway, that's the story of that. And my singing, I don't think, prevailed at that event, or my dancing, as a matter of fact. You know, it's been a long... Miles is 7 years old. He was born in 2014, so that's going to be 8 years old this December.
Eight going on 59.
What a squirt. Oh, my God. He is. All right, so here's how the Russian... this is good news, I think, in a manner of speaking. The Russians are getting knocked off by Ukrainians. The Ukrainians have come up with a very interesting trick. They are promoting fake profiles as a dating site. Okay, this has to be good, right? There's a Russia, there's a Ukrainian dating site that the Russian soldiers have found. So the Ukrainians are populating the dating site with fake profiles. And it turns out these hackers have put these photos in. They learned a lesson from the Russian hackers, apparently. And so they've put in profiles of these beautiful Ukrainian women. And they have, the soldiers are finding out, they're trying
taking
to find out where
they're taking location and stuff,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
exactly. And then they sent...
Smart.
The Ukrainians have got all the information. And they go to look for the women, and surprise, there's a Ukrainian there with a bullet and a gun. It's got your name on it.
That much.
It's the end of that. I don't know. The death and destruction of you know, the situation there. It's we don't pay that much. There was only number 8 last week on the countdown. I don't think you weren't here for a countdown last week. Were you? Were you here?
Yeah,
the guy? Yeah, you were on Friday, yeah. So number 8, and you know, when it started, it was number 1. Yeah, exactly. We were talking about people...
Well, just before you move on from that, one of the big stories today this morning is that $47 billion is being proposed now from the Biden administration, just when we need more spending, to tackle COVID, monkeypox, and to continue to fund Ukraine. And look, we all want Ukraine to win, but we also have to figure out, like, when can we no longer afford...
Apparently a problem, corruption, with things disappearing over there that we're giving for the effort, because the Ukrainians are pretty corrupt on the other side. Yeah, we want them to win, but there's a price that we're paying for supporting them, and that's it. As far as the money for more vaccines, even Dr. Ken Cronow says, don't take this shot. Now, that is pretty, when you get right down to it, that's pretty damning. He says it
because
hasn't been tested.
He liked all the shots, right?
Yeah, he's had all of them. And he talked on the air openly about promoting, even though he's a Trump supporter, he never went for any of that stuff.
Well,
that was,
to be
don't
fair,
take the Trump vaccine.
Trump was
nonsense.
Trump was the one who pushed all the, you know, all the emergency authorizations so that it would be out quickly. That's why I think it's so funny. Everybody goes, oh, it's Trump supporters that don't want the vaccine. That's true. But Trump wanted the vaccine. You know, it's just, it was the mandates that I think that got people.
I don't know. It just, the thinking of people today, you don't want to take a vaccine because somebody you don't like said take the vaccine. What says, look at the science, even though science is a moving target, these things approved and were at least successful in the beginning. If you had a shot and you got sick, you weren't going to die. That was the benefit
virus,
of the shots.
The problem was that the virus changed,
and
people's thinking did not. So it was like, got to have this vaccine, got to have... Well, everybody who had the vaccine still got COVID. So, well, not everybody, but
I didn't
a
get
big
it.
Majority. I know, you lucked out. You didn't have any of it.
Yep, I've never gotten it. At any rate, so here we have 47 or whatever, how many billion set aside for that, and that seems to be perhaps the worst way of spending the money, because, again, it has been tested, and doctors are saying, not so fast. Even I told you, my pharmacist, when I went in for the second booster, said, you know what, we really don't know what's in here. You've got a strong immune system. Don't take the shot. So I didn't get the second booster. And I just, I look
you know,
at it.
I'm glad that you didn't, but you know, for someone like me, and I didn't get the vaccine, I had some medical stuff before where I had a bad reaction to a vaccine. I was unsure how I was going to react, but I was ostracized for making that same decision that your pharmacist decided. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't allowed to go to restaurants in LA. I wasn't allowed to go to some events. I mean, it was just, it's ridiculous how we went after people and gave them
the scarlet. But that's the California story these days.
I guess.
If you don't go along.
Not just here. Yeah. If you don't fall in line, well, then we don't want you.
Yep. Right. Exactly. And that goes especially for all the climate change revised and what do they call the revised standard version of the St. James edition. The Colorado River is an example. The reservoirs are pretty low right now. And so the feds are asking all the states that are along the Colorado River to cut consumption by a staggering amount. So what are you doing? What's going on in Los Angeles where you are?
Watching my expensive lawn die.
Really? Okay.
We have water restrictions all throughout California in place. I actually, in L.A., the L.A. DWP allows you to water twice a week. Typically, most water districts around Orange County, Ventura County, the Inland Empire, they're only allowing you to go once a week. And starting today through the 16th, I think is part of what you're referencing, the Colorado River Reservoir has a crack in it.
Yeah.
So any water district that's
leaking
fed by the Colorado River, no watering at all. You have to have a full shutdown.
So last week we were talking about Jackson, Mississippi, and their water problems. They apparently have fixed the problem. They announced over the weekend that water pressure had been restored to normal levels. Actually, this didn't come until late in the day yesterday. Residents went days without access to water, couldn't flush their toilets, couldn't take a bath. So the mayor of Jackson said the tanks at the Curtis Water Plant are holding steady. So 87 pounds of pressure per square inch. Now you have it. You should now have pressure. The people that are listening to us in Jackson, they're experiencing normal pressure. But they say, quote, additional challenges are part of the adjustment, the repairs. So you still should boil the water. So there's a boil water order for the next 30 days. The system apparently has had a lot of problems because it's the original system from the building of the city. And you can't, clay pipes and stuff.
I don't understand and this is just a blanket statement about cities in general and their operation. They spend so much money on projects that do not go to serve people. How they do not make infrastructure like this their top priority.
Yeah.
And you can't even say
it's the tax dollar is for.
Yeah, but you can't even say it's lower income states because the same dang thing happens in California and we're the most taxed. So it's like, it's bad management.
Yep, locally. Terrible. Right. Think about that when you go to vote. If you haven't voted in the primary yet, or when you go to vote in November, who are the good managers and who have, among you, who have proven themselves to be good managers, people you can trust in?
Haven't served you. Why keep voting for them
Exactly.
over and over and over again?
Right. Yeah. So that's the update on what was going on in Jackson. This is a story that kind of has a couple of different tentacles to it. The leader of Bed Bath & Beyond apparently committed suicide. He jumped off a building in New York. He was the chief financial officer, Vice President Gustavo Arnal.
Oh, boy.
There's another one that took the pipe. Apparently, he was involved in some insider trading, 52 years old. Had lots going for him. He lived in a 60-story high-rise skyscraper, and that's he fell. Apparently, it wasn't foul play. He just jumped out the window.
Wow.
Been in Bed Bath and Beyond since 2020.
They're having lots of problems right now. I mean, many of them have
already
shut down.
Too Bad is a great store. I'm not a shopper, but I always like going
into it. The only thing I can't stand about going into a Bed Bath and Beyond, and I think you'll notice when I tell you, if you walk in and you have an acute sense of smell, you are overwhelmed immediately. And I love smelly things. Like, I love not gross smelly, but I love candles and fragrances and stuff like that. But when I walk in that store, I am overwhelmed by the amount of, like, perfume. That's just a lot. If they could filter out their air just a little bit, it would be like the perfect place, because they do have great stuff in there.
They do, yeah. And as a man, I'm not a shopper, but whenever I would go
I'm sorry, what, sexist? What was that?
I had men, as a man, yes. Okay, that's maybe a sexist remark. I don't like to shop. I'm not a good shopper, but I do go when I went to Bed Bath. The other, there was one here in Framingham, Gonzo. The one that I frequented probably more than the one here in Framingham was the one that was on Olympic in not Santa Monica, Culver City. I think that's on the Culver City side of things, just off the 405. It's a three-story building, great stuff, a lot of fun to go into. And that's a hard thing for me to say. Going into a store to shop isn't usually fun. But I found that it was.
There's cool stuff in there, even stuff for you men, you know, like the Brookstone products and stuff.
Yeah. But why, this is another, I don't know about management. It looks to me, well, this guy was apparently not to bury the lead, like Victoria always used to accuse me of. He apparently was involved in some insider trading, but he was also a good leader. He was guiding them through the problems they had. Really, their problems started when the pandemic began.
Absolutely. Although people were doing a lot of home improvement projects. But then you've got Amazon. That was a big competitor. So there's a lot going against
them. Same store sales down 26% this year from last year. So that's too bad. It's good. I think, again, I've said it 100 times, so I probably don't need to say it again. And then this guy with his problems. Too bad. One of those things. All right, here we are. We're at 48 past the hour now on Good Day.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs. We've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time at this juncture in this hour for us to discuss what's going on the farm, the food, the family, the farm connection. Today, you can celebrate National Coffee Ice Cream Day. I can't imagine celebrating that at all, but those of you who are caffeine lovers, here's your chance. You like ice cream. I like ice cream, but I can do without the taste of coffee because I've never acquired a taste for it. But those of you, the majority of people listening right now, probably have a cup of coffee with them. I wonder what would happen if you poured coffee over coffee ice cream. Something to think about anyway. You can try it. This is something that started on this day in 1919. The flavor in the coffee and how that goes with the ice cream. There's been, you know, we have even marijuana ice cream these days, so people are always trying to come up. They'll take vanilla ice cream and try to do something with it that's good for your palate. Ice cream, in my mind, is the ultimate comfort food. It's a perfect conclusion to a great meal. And, you know, coffee at the end of the meal as well. I think that's why the thing was combined. Matter of fact, the first ice creams that are on record go back as far as 3000 BC. And people have been drinking coffee as well for a long time. May have been discovered in the Middle East, as a matter of fact. And so anyway, we have a lot of people who have that tradition, the French especially, and their relationship with the Ottoman Empire, the Ottomans, the Turks. They apparently, that's when with Turkish coffee. That's, you know, that's when it all started to flourish. So if you are hankering for a cup of coffee and some ice cream, there you go. That's what we're celebrating in part today. There is a link between ultra-processed foods and something that's not good. I better spend, I'm going to tie this together with a conversation I had with one of our doctors, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, right after this.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
This week's broadcast of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus will feature a conversation he had about this study that's been done and the release of the information this week about ultra-processed foods linked to colorectal cancer, especially in men. It seems that men eat a lot more of this kind of crappy food, so the American Cancer Society says to look out because it sticks in your colon and then creates the situation much more prevalent in men than it is in women. So and you all know who you are, and you all know what that food is. Here's the story of an Oklahoma couple using polyculture to grow sustainable food at their farm. It's kind of a backyard farming operation, from what I can tell, shore of Lake Hudson in Oklahoma. The story of Stephen and Tammy Bell, a couple established Waterline Farm with the goal of using sustainable methods, no chemicals, to grow their fruits and veggies. The intent to use regenerative agriculture to add and sustain biomass in the soil, something that now we're talking about. Also, another program that I do is the American Family Farmer Show, which is aimed at helping the small farmers survive and thrive with all kinds of great ideas. You can hear that also on a lot of these same stations. And so these folks have tied up with the Soil for Water Network, 92 U.S. family farms, with a common goal to increase soil water retention. And so these people have been working on that since January of last year, one of the first in Oklahoma. And the reason I tell you the story is because they've improved the land by all measurements 8 to 10%. That is, it has more biomass and therefore is better for growing things. And so, let's see, there's a lot of the stuff going on in Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma. So, congratulations to Waterline Farm. It's 59 past the hour now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.